You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Was Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, Livery Stable Blues from the Boardwalk Empire, Volume 1, music from the original HBO series, or the HBO original series, it says here. I don't know which way to place that, but I said it the way I would normally say it. That's on Elektra. That just came out, and that was recorded last year. Livery Stable Blues, of course, from the original Dixieland Jazz Band. You heard all those same guys in there. And you would hear it at Sophia's on any Monday or Tuesday night, actually. All the good ones. And Vince and Dan Levinson and, yes. It sounds a lot like the CD that Dan came out with some years ago. His Roof Garden dedication to the original Dixieland Jazz Band. But that's new, and it's well recorded, and the series is livened by the music. I'm not much for modern-day soap opera, but I have to appreciate that. And my life is a modern-day soap opera, but not as you'd think. This is Radiola. I am very distracted. By the way, buy that CD. Buy Dan's CDs, because I've already played him. But definitely buy that on Elektra, and I'll link to that, so you can go right out and buy that. And I urge you to do so. Go to Sophia's. It's cheap. It's the cheapest night you're going to spend in New York. And that's what I'm saying. You're not, unless you're occupying something, it costs money. And even then they'll get after you. So at least you can go dance at Vince's, at Sophia's and at the Hotel Edison. This is Radiola, and we're distracted, but we're doing okay. We're we're tickled too. Some of these things tickle us. Some of these just are vaguely irritating. But Here's a recording, an early Edison Diamond disc from 1913, and as a matter of fact, the label isn't credited, but I know this is Arthur Collins. He recorded this 10 years earlier, but here he is in 1913 with the Edison version of Any Rags, and there's some condescension for you.
Did you ever hear the story of Ragged Jagged Jack? Yeah, he comes down the street with a pack on his back. He comes in the morning and he comes at night, and he gobbles up everything in sight. He wakes up the neighborhood for miles around. He's a regular alarm clock, always wound. He gets beneath your window when you try to get to sleep and yells in a voice so loud and deep. Any rag, any rag, any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today there's a big black rag picker coming this way. Any rag, any rag, any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today it's the same old story in the same old way. Any rags, lady?
No, no rags today.
All right, lady. Any rags? Any rags? Any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today there's a big black rag picker coming this way. Any rags? Any rags? Any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today it's the same old story in the same old way. If you happen for to leave a thing out all night, you get up in the morning and it's gone from your sight. You'll know that Ragged Jack has been that way. He's a very bad omen, people say. He stole all his furniture, he stole his wife. If he steal from his friend, he'd steal your life. He never gets molested as he daily walks about, but things disappear when he yells out, any rag, any rag. Any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today there's a big black rag picker coming this way. Any rags, any rags, any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today it's the same old story in the same old way. Any rags or bottles, lady?
Do you give trading stamps?
No trading stamps, lady.
Well, then I can't let you have the rags.
All right, lady. Dear, dear. Any rags? Any rags? Any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today there's a big black rag picker coming this way. Any rags, any rags, any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today it's the same old story in the same old way.
Thank you.
The Van Epps Banjo Orchestra, Sans Souci, for those who are into feckless insouciance, there it is. Maxique Brazilian, I guess that's how it's pronounced. I always want to say Maxiques, but that's just my Utican nature coming out and hitting me in the face. as perhaps it should. The Arthur Pryor's band here, yes. King of Rags, a two-step oddity by somebody named Swisher from 1907. And that is the king. That's a one-sided victor. Sounds pretty good. And those band recordings of that era generally do come out loud and clear. Arthur Collins, Any Rags Today? Yes. 1913 at Edison. That's number 50100. So that is very early for a diamond disc. This is Radiola, and this is very early in the morning for me to be doing the show, but I'm distracted from sleeping, so I'm up and doing it and enjoying myself tickling. Sometimes I amuse myself much more than I amuse others, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm a self-contained humorist in that regard. The Lumberjacks, Bob Herring Group, Scrappy Lambert on the vocal in 1929 on Cameo, Makin' Whoopee.
So willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest and think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, even so. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Thank you. gay dream of things in store. They may be daydreams, I think they're more, for you've made me happy today. And that is all I can say. For you have taken my breath away, that's what you've done today.
When you found there was something missing, you came running straight home to your one and only. Now let that be a lesson to you. You thought you found yourself a new song, but when you found it was just a blue song, you came running straight home to your one and only. Now let that be a lesson to you. Forget your true love. You thought you were wise. You thought that your new love would bring you paradise. You tried somebody else's petting, when you found just what you were getting, you came running straight home to your one and only. Now let that be a lesson to you.
Coon Sanders Orchestra, that's Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon. Joe Sanders on the vocal, Let That Be a Lesson to You in 1932, and I guess so. That'll show you. Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, Smith Ballou, and I think the name on the label is some odd thing, which I can't possibly remember, but I never go by that anyway, because I'd rather mention who it actually is. You've Made Me Happy Today, 1929. And, yes, I'm happy. Yes, we're good. We're just thinking about other things, too. The Lumberjacks, Bob Herring, Scrappy Lambert on the vocal, Making Whoopee, 1929. And here in this town, they make whoopee strange ways. There are some people who are getting high on bath salts, which I found out about a couple of weeks ago. It seemed a very interesting approach. I guess you can get loaded in the bathroom without even opening the medicine cabinet. So that shows you how resourceful we are around here. This is Radiola, and we're resourceful. Oh yes, he's senior, and I'm your resource for this music. The Melody Man, that's Joe Davis, and I believe it's the same Joe Davis who had a couple of record labels in the 40s and was not particularly well loved, but he called himself the Melody Man here. Just Another Day, Wasted Away, and he does a pretty good job here on this acoustic Velvetone from 1928.
Just like yesterday, I got up today with so much to be done. All I could do was think of you. Now it's striking 10, time for bed again, and another day's gone. All I could do was write to you. Just another day wasted away, watching and waiting. Just another day wasted away, filled with gloom. All day all alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, round my room. Just another night, nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day, wasted away, waiting for you. Nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day, wasted away, waiting for you. I dream of you.
for you in the daytime. When I sleep, I dream of you. I've always wanted a sweetheart. That's why I'm lonesome and blue. In my heart, I'm praying to the world. To call you my sweet, because I love you. I'd love to call you my sweetheart.
Nightclub Orchestra. That's Harry Reeser again with Tom Stax. And Tom, of course, sings all the way through this. Hum Your Troubles Away, 1926. So there they are. It's a double dose of Reeser this week. Can't go wrong. Or maybe you can, but I'm not the one to say that you have. Jane Grey. Actually, Peggy English. Rube Bloom accompanying her on this. I'd Love to Call You My Sweetheart, 1926, and I usually play these at about 78. However, this one seemed to was in such a weird key. I figured that that Rube Bloom would have played it in C rather than playing it in B natural. So I moved it up to about 80 RPM, and it sounds more sprightly that way anyway. But the other side, for some reason, plays at 78 in the key of C. I'm sure he wasn't playing it in D flat. That's when you're a pianist, then you really start overthinking these things terribly. The Melody Man, that's Joe Davis. Just Another Day, Wasted Away, 1928. And this is Radiola, and we're distracted. We're distracted by many things. Dogs barking, people generally distract us, and our own thoughts do also. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just struggling to deal with all this wonderful stuff with you and for you. Here's a set of saxophone arrangements of some very, very great stuff from early on. About a 10-year span here, but we'll begin with the Six Brown Brothers in 1917. Sort of like the title of Dan's album, which was Ghost of the Saxophone, here's the original Ghost of the Saxophone.
Thank you.
The Davis Saxophone Octet in 1926 on Cameo, electrically recorded I'd Climb the Highest Mountain, and that would take some oxygen, wouldn't it? If you'd have to bring extra. You'd have to have a Sherpa with you, too. I need one. I don't have a Sherpa, by the way. Or any other kind of dog like that that's fancy. We have a Sharpei. I guess that would have to do. But and that record apparently was I'm talking like, I don't know why I said what pronounce it that way. Well, that record was in the newest dance band discography. That apparently is by Arthur Lang and his orchestra. However, it sounds just like the other side, the same band. So I'm saying it isn't. I'm just gently disagreeing with them. But the master number is adjacent, and I'm assuming it's the group that they say it is, the Davis Saxophone Octet, because it sounds like them. And it's all sax players. That's my thought. Before that, the Columbia Saxophone Sextet, Albert Campbell and Henry Burr, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, introducing Lamp of Love. That's from 1919. And, yes, I'll get a vocal with that one anyway. And a good song. Unless you associate it with a certain movie scene where the guy comes to the door wrapped in bandages. That, I don't like to think that one at all. But, you know, Jimmy Cagney there and that thing. Six Brown Brothers, Ghost of the Saxophone, 1917. And this is Radiola, and we have an inkling of ghost of a thought here about what we're doing. And we're trying to present that's an enjoyable music program. Always is. And, yes, and we're going to continue now. And I'm Andy Senior, and I strive to produce that every week. The Wearings Pennsylvanians in 1931. I Found a $1 Million Baby. Oh, yes. Are you dead?
Peanuts until the crowd got wise.
shower. Just step inside his cottage door
and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cents
Jesse Crawford on Decca in 1934, Serenade by Toselli. And that's, I think I might have played that some time ago by Ricard Tauber, excuse me. And I like that too, but this is, sometimes you got to play a little Jesse Crawford. And it's appropriate for this time of the show. Before that, Waring's Pennsylvanians, I Found a $1 million Baby, 1931, and the Waring girls are in there, whoever they might have been. No one seems to have named them, and that's fine with me. And this is a very distracted radiola. I'm Andy Sr., but I thank you. I thank you for listening this week and every week. And we're going to finish with... Lee Sims in 1931, a great, great copy of this from Knox, and it's a good one, and why not? Rockin' Chair.